Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. The first and most important rule of good manners and etiquette is kindness and consideration of others. Now, my friends, this rule never changes. And the source of this rule is not in culture, nor is it in our own selves, but it is in the Bible that we find the great source. Colossians 3 and verse number 17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." You see, this first rule, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew 22:39 and Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 9, is the heart of what we are talking about when we talk about minding your manners. So what I would like for us to do during this episode is to remind us of our responsibilities one to another. You see, sometimes we talk about it in the form of the manner itself, that I should act in such a way as to think about others first. I should be hospitable and friendly. I should always say things like thank you and please and excuse me and you're welcome, things such as that. But let me look at it from the Bible's perspective now, and let's look and see what the Bible says is our responsibility one to another. Now, this would mean that if I'm talking to my parents or my parents are talking to me, if I'm talking to my brothers and sisters or I'm talking to my teacher at school, somebody at work, wherever it may be, listen to what the Bible has to say. First of all, John 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another." Now, Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." The way that people know that you are truly following Jesus, at least one of the ways, is that you love people and that you love them the way God loves us. Now, think about Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. In that context, Paul tells the Ephesian church that they are to forbear with one another in love. Forbearing means that there's something that irritates me about you. It may be the way you dress. It may be the way you speak. It may be the way you walk. But something irritates me about you. But I'm going to forbear with that. I'm going to overlook those things that rub me wrong about you. Now, think about this one also. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. In 1 Thessalonians 5:14, Paul says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." Did you catch that? Comfort the feeble-minded. There are some people that aren't as strong mentally as you are. There are some people that need your protection and aid. Support the weak and the feeble-minded. They are not as strong mentally or physically as you. It is our responsibility as good citizens to support the feeble-minded or support the weak and comfort the feeble-minded. How about this one? That we should provoke one another unto love and good works. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, he says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." There's a lot of provoking going on, but generally people are provoking one another to anger. But we should provoke one another to love and good works. Now, one of the ways in which we can do that is, Paul says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. So when the saints gather together and the church is getting together for worship and Bible study or for fellowship and benevolent activities, evangelistic activities, when I show up, I am giving aid and assistance to my brethren. See, these are just some of the mutual responsibilities that we have with one another. See, the Bible is the source of all of our minding our manners. And so let me encourage you today, make sure that you mind your manners.